You're listening to the trailer for Wednesday's main episode of Screw It, Just Do It with me, Alex, and my very special guest, Jamal Easel. Jamal is the founder of Change Please. Change Please essentially uses coffee to tackle homelessness by training homeless people to become baristas and providing a London living wage, housing, a bank account, therapy, and support. They sell coffee from the UK to Australia and from Virgin Planes to Virgin Trains. This is my favourite ever episode in the 600 plus episodes of Screw It, Just Do It. Join me and Jamal this Wednesday for the main episode.
So we've now got 17 sites, which we operate in a mixture of offices, our own vans. We've just got now a new contract with Transport for London, where we're actually going to be opening sites in tube stations and train stations. And we're employing 50% of our staff who are sleeping homeless on Transport for London sites. So someone that's been sleeping on a bus or a train or in a tube station, you know, we're going to go out and find those people and employ them in those TfL sites. And we now buy coffee from farmers in, for example, Peru, which support women who are victims of domestic abuse, farmers in Tanzania that support llama victims. Coffee then comes into the UK, we import it, and it's then roasted by people that are homeless at our sister company, Old Spike Roastery. And then when we receive the coffee, obviously you know what we do in terms of supporting people at homelessness through selling the beans and selling the coffee to the public. But we also try to make sure that when we're selling that coffee, the way we do it is so it is environmentally sustainable as well. So as you said, we use 100% compostable cups, we solar panels on our vans, and the waste grounds are converted into biofuel. So literally where the beans come from, the farmers that we're supporting, all the way up to where the ground, the waste coffee grounds go to, we try to make sure that that environmental and socially focused sustainability is evident in our supply chain. When you walk past that person next on the street and you see them asking you for money, what is that person's background? What has made them get to such a desperate state? Yeah, it could be drugs, it could be alcohol, which has forced them to kind of be able to cope. But what is it that brought them to that situation? How can we give them any support? And I think that's the message that we want to try and share in the UK, in the US, and try and change the stigma around homelessness. And that's how we deliver change, not just from the people that we help, but by the people that our customers go and then see and try and affect other people's lives that are on the street.